All right, here we go. My name's Jeff Kay, and you are listening to episode 54 of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. What do you remember about fourth grade? Can you recall much? I have certain memories, which I'm gonna run down for you here in a few. But I think I have pretty good memory. I think that in the general pop, in the gen pop, I think I have a better memory than most people do. My friend Bill, formerly Billy, has an even better memory than I do. He can come up with the tiniest details. I can too, but he's really good at remembering like people's names, people who were there. He's real good at that point. I remember the shit that happened, but it gets foggy when about the people who were present. So between the two of us, we can recreate down to the tiniest little historical detail between the two of us. We can get on the phone and talk about something. Just bring up something, and between the two of us, we got that shit. I mean, it's exact, you know. So I think I do a pretty good job with the remembering. I have some concern that it might be fading a bit. The other day, I was trying to come up with the six teachers, like in elementary school. I mentioned this before. Elementary school, where I'm from. Talking about both time period and geographical location. It's first through sixth. That was elementary school. So I had a teacher each year, you know, and I used to be able to rattle those names off without even really thinking about it. Now I'm like, oh, who's a second grade? I don't, who was that woman? I think she was an alcoholic. I remember stuff like that. But I eventually came up with it, but it takes me a while. So that concerns me a little bit. Billy, really good with the names. He'll like when I talk to him sometimes, he'll email me and say, you never believe who I ran into the other day. It's down at the Revco. No, I don't think they're in business anymore. Revco drugstore still. Anyway, he'll say, you know, I ran in, he'll name some name that I haven't thought of since the 1984 or something, you know. Then he's like, I ran into him, and I was like, how in the living shit? I mean, I would have never been able to remember the guy's name. I wouldn't have recognized him. I'm not real good at that either. It's like, I can remember somebody, I don't want to get into that, but, I'm not real good at recognizing people. He is, and he remembers their names. And these are names that I'm like, holy shit, you have to dig away deep layers of memory to get to that. You know, how do you even come up with that? So he's real good at that kind of stuff. I'm forget all my life. This has nothing to do with getting old. All my life, I've been terrible with names. It's like even. It could be somebody that's world famous. Like now that I'm in my 50s, you know, people are like, all right, this guy's it's so early onset. Here we go. But that's not it because I was like this when I was in my 20s. But it could be some world famous person, you know, and it'll be like, you know, like, and I'll be telling some story. I'm trying to tell some story. And I have to reference this person. I can't come up with it most of the time. A lot of the time. I'm not talking about every once in a while. This is often. I'm like, you know, like I'm not like I'm trying to tell some story that has Robin Williams in it for some reason. I don't know in what scenario this would happen. But just for instance, it'd be like I'd be like, and in that, you know, that what's his name? I don't know. He played a doctor in a movie, dressed up like a clown all the time. You know, he's in Mork and Mindy too. Robin Williams? Yeah. That's the guy. Like, holy shit, this guy's, he's going to be in a home. No. This is the way I've always been. Also, I sometimes can't come up with certain words. I know everybody does this, but it seems like I'm worse at it. I mean, it feels like, maybe I'm just paranoid, but like I'll be like, you know, what's those metal things that people get into? Like climb into them. Like what? What are you talking? They're metal. They're like boxes almost, and people get into them and they drive around town. A car? Yeah. That's the car. Like what the? So I'm terrible at that kind of thing, but I can remember episodes. I can remember little happenings. That's right, happenings. And you know, I'm pretty good at that kind of stuff. So I was gonna count down or do a little recap of the main stuff that I remember about fourth grade. I'm gonna tie this in at the Surf Report website and ask for your memories as well. How's that? Over at the WordPress comment section. So fourth grade, I can tell you the teacher's name. I'm not going to name any names in this one because some of these people might still be around. I don't think the teacher is. She seemed pretty, like she was living a rough, I mean, I don't know. She seemed like she was living rough back in 4th grade, I would have been like 10, 11. So I would have been 73, 74. Yeah, she hasn't, she didn't make it. There's no way. But anyway, she was a big husky woman. Looked like a linebacker. And there was this girl, again, I'm not going to name names. There was this girl, and her desk was always a mess, you know. It's one of those desks that was like, you know what I'm talking about. It has like each person has their own little desk. And underneath is this place you can put your books and shit. So hers was always a mess. There was like paper sticking out of there. It's probably like a ham sandwich hanging out. You know what I mean? There was like stuff hanging, dropping out of it. It's just a mess. Her whole life was just a mess. And so this teacher, this fourth grade teacher of mine, she would every once in a while, this happened like three times maybe. So, you know, she'd get to the point, she'd be pushed to the point where she couldn't take it anymore. And she'd go over there and order this girl out of her seat. And this big linebacker teacher of mine would pick up her desk and just like shake it above her head like a gorilla, like a crazed gorilla, and just shake all the shit out of her desk. And all these papers and books and all this stuff was falling, pencils and pens and I don't know, like Doritos. I don't know if they had Doritos back then. This might have been pre-Doritos. You know what I'm saying? She would shake everything out of that desk and like raise it above her head. And, I don't know if she would make that noise, but it felt like she did. And just shake everything and it would just go all over the floor. Everybody's running for cover, doing shoulder rolls to the corner, you know. And then she goes, you know, put up back neatly, you know. So this happened like three times throughout the year. It was like hilarious. I mean, I found that to be full on hilarious. Also a little scary. So that's number one on my list here. God, I can't even read my own handwriting. Oh, yeah. One of my favorite school stories of all time happened in that class. And I might have told it before, but I'm going to tell it again. You can call 911 if you don't like it. All right. So we were each assigned an animal. And we had to write a report. We had to do like research on it. This is one of these projects that went on for a long time, you know. So each one of us was assigned a different animal. And we were supposed to go to the library. We had to cite our sources. We had to have footnotes. We had to write this we're in fourth grade, so as serious as it can get. But we had to go, had multiple sources and do a report about whatever animal was assigned to you. And then you have to stand up in front of the class and read the report, right? This is what. So this teacher kept saying, now, you can't just write down what it says in the encyclopedia. Can't. This is before. Now it would be Wikipedia. Now it'd be like, don't just go to Wikipedia and write down, copy and paste. No, this is back in before, you know, this is when everybody used dictionaries. So you go to the library and do the research, and people would just literally just copy what it said in the dictionary. Or, I mean, in the, dictionary? God, see? This is what I'm talking about. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Encyclopedia. God, see? There it is in real time. You got to see it. That has nothing to do with my age. I've been like this all my life. You can't just copy stuff right out of the encyclopedia. You have to put it in your own words. Like, digest the information and then put it in your own words. All right. And she kept saying that over and over again because kids will do that shit, you know, 9 times out of 10. So that was her thing. So this is a long-term project. Don't copy it right out of the encyclopedia. She told us that every time we talked about it. So this kid, not very smart. Again, no names. This kid's not, I mean, he's a nice guy. I liked him on a personal level. I mean, we weren't close friends, but, you know, he was fine. There was nothing to object to. But not very smart. Nobody's going to accuse him of being, some kind of genius or anything. So he gets up there. And this isn't, he's not trying to be funny. He's just not smart enough to, you know. So he gets up there to do his report. And he stands in front of the class and he starts out. The beaver pictured at left is, you know, the beaver pictured at left. Like he literally copied it straight out of the dictionary. God, what is the encyclopedia and left the pictured at left part in there. You know what I'm saying? And I was about to die. I'm about to pee my pants laughing and back there. And it's this guy, you know, that not a genius. I had a run-in. Not a run-in. I had another years later, like right before I left West Virginia, I had another episode with that same guy involving a guy that I worked with at the time at this convenience store. And it was like a bunch of illegal shit going on. I had nothing to do with it. I was literally a bystander. But they trusted me. You know, they were cooking up this scheme to defraud. I don't know. I don't want to get into it. But so it was him and this guy I worked with defrauding some corporation. And they got away with it. And they cooked it all up right in front of me. I guess they trusted me, which is weird. Well, I guess that's not weird, but, you know, how could you just, like, do something like that, and there's, like, a guy that has absolutely nothing to do with it, and he knows all about it. That's called a loose end right there. But anyway, I don't want to get into that. But, so this other, there was another memory from that fourth grade, and same kid. We used to play bingo in there. I can't remember what that's about. Probably something to do with English or something. I don't remember. But we were playing bingo, and we had these little plastic markers. And, you know, the bingo markers. And they're little flat discs, little plastic, and you could see through them. They're like different colors and stuff. And so this kid, same kid, the beaver pictured at left kid, He flicks the thing, he puts it on its side like a paper football, you know, and flick it with his finger. And he was doing that, and things would sail across the. I mean, he'd get great distance on those things. And so the teacher had a cup of coffee up on her desk. He was way back in the class, and so there's a cup of hot coffee sitting on the desk. Speaking of that, I'm going to take a hit off mine right now. Oh yeah. So hers was sitting on her desk, and he was flicking those little bingo markers, and he flicked one, and the thing was like going through the air, twisting and turning as it flew through the air, and went straight into her coffee cup. It was like a one in a million shot, and we were like, we all saw it, and we were like, oh, you know, we were trying not to. We were like both nervous and laughing, you know, it was like that nervous laughter. And eventually she goes and takes a hit off her coffee and the thing's floating in there. And but I don't remember her yelling at us. I just remember like, you know, you guys, you know, you need to knock that shit off. You know, she was, I don't know, there was she had a reputation for being, I don't know, possibly a hard drinker. I saw her one time, years later, walking down an alleyway, and it feels like she had like a couple of six packs of beer under her arm. Maybe I'm misremembering this, but this is the way I remember it. This was probably like when I was in high school or something, and she was over by she was in Dunbar, over near the post office. Walking down an alley with beer under her arm, and she's walking, and she like steps on a rock and her like twists her ankle, you know what I mean? And she's like muttering to herself, like this is what I remember. So, but anyway, also during that fourth grade, we had to change classes at some point and go over into the other fourth grade. So in every grade, there were two teachers. And then, like, before school would start, you'd go down at the elementary school, and they'd post, the class list, and you have to see what teacher you got for the year, you know? And there was always, like, it seemed like there was one teacher that was preferred, you know, over the other. And, so you'd go down there, you're like, oh, I gotta have Mrs. Whatever. And you go down there and look and see who you're gonna spend the next year with. And then you start looking at the other kids. You look at the other kids. And then when you get older, you're like, what girls are there? You know? You know what I'm saying? And so there was a lot riding on this, but so there was two teachers on in each grade, and for some reason we had to change classes. Like our class would go over to the other teacher's class just for one subject. It feels like I don't know what it was. I don't remember. I think it was English. I feel like everything's English. I could be wrong, but for some reason I think they were trying to prepare us for junior high when you had to, you know, change classes seven times. So they made us at some point during the day. In the afternoon, I feel like, we had to go over to another classroom. They would come to our classroom. You know what I'm saying? So we got spend time with the other teacher, the other fourth grade teacher. And she was, I don't know how to put this, crazy, you know? Maybe that's one word that pops into my mind, crazy. She was, there was a lot of memories with her. She was, I remember she used to make us occasionally, we'd go around and we'd have to say something nice. Like, this is bullshit. I hate this kind of crap. This is the kind of stuff they do in corporations. Like they'd make us go, they'd go around and each person would have to say something, compliment another person in the classroom, right? You'd have to say, nice shirt, you know? I really like Jimmy's shirt, you know? Some stupid shit. Like, you talk about a waste of time. I can remember somebody saying, this kid named Billy, it's a different Billy, not the same one I was talking about before. Billy's like, I really like Jeff's belt. I was like, okay, well, appreciate that. But anyway, so she'd make us do that kind of crap, which is just utter nonsense. And but then she would tell, she was, there's two things about her that I recall vividly. And one of them was she would always talk to us at length about her and her husband going out to fancy meals. up in Charleston at these fancy restaurants that none of us had ever heard of or have ever been to, because we were just like neighborhood kids, you know, living in Dunbar. And we weren't, I mean, this isn't like, I mean, she was like, this place, these places like the Top of the Inn and all these places, I don't know. All these, we were at the Top of the Inn. Like, what? Like, we go to Shoney's. I don't know. We go to Ponderosa Steakhouse. You know, and she was talking about how you know, it's important to experience the finer things in life. She was like trying to turn it into some kind of like lesson or something. But she was always talking about these fancy meals. And she would run down the entire, everything that they would have, how it was prepared and stuff. We're like, what the? We're like 10. We're 10 years old or something, 11. And she's telling us about, you know, lamb chops that were prepared and, you know, all these weird stuff that we, you know, we all had like pork chops and brown beans. You know, that's what we had. That's what we had for dinner every night. And a bologna sandwich for lunch, right? And she's like, we were at, you know. So she would go on and on and on about this for like, sometimes we'd go over there and that's all she would talk about is these high-end meals that her and her husband had up in Charleston. And I can remember her talking about, like she was talking about all this stuff. And then she was like, and then we finished with a wonderful Cherry's Jubilee. And she said it like that. She said it like, I don't even know how, it's like this affected way, you know. We finished with this wonderful Cherry's Jubilee. And we were like, what the hell's that? You know, and she explained it to us, said it, they brought it out flaming. It was like on fire, you know. We were like, what in the hell? And I can remember telling my parents about this, my mom especially. And she was like, what? You know, she said, that woman's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And but she was all the time. And I just remember her going on and on about Cherry's Jubilee, you know, shouting, like, with one hand raised up in the air. And I'm like, this woman is crazy, all right? And another thing, this is one of the most disturbing things. Well, it's not disturbing, but it's definitely memorable. It's semi-disturbing. Whenever there was a kid that was squirming, you know, couldn't sit still in their seat, which is, you know, half of the kids in the frickin' school, you know. When you get one of those squirmers, she would say, what is wrong with you? Do you have pinworms? And we were like, what the shit's that? What in the living crap is a pinworm? But she would always say that. Do you have pinworms? And then I can remember her talking on many occasions. I mean, if she wasn't talking about Cherry's Jubilee and lamb chops up at the Top of the Inn, she was talking about pinworms. And she I can remember her talking to us about how you should have your parents check you for pinworms. Like if somebody was squirming in their seat, that she would say, you seriously, I'm not joking, need to have your parents have you checked out by a medical doctor to see if you have pinworms, you know? And we were like, we don't know what that is, but I don't like the sounds of that at all. And she told us that you wouldn't even have to go to the doctor. If you don't want to go to the doctor, there's a way to find out. They come out at night, these pinworms, if you have them, which cause you to squirm all the time, clearly. You could have your parents, listen to this shit. Tell me this is not weird. You could have your parents, you know, wake you, you know, when you're asleep, because it happens in the middle of the night, these worms come out. I don't know why. I think they just had enough. They come out at night, stretch their legs, whatever. And so you could have your parents take a flashlight and shine it in your butthole. I don't know how she said it. She didn't say butthole, because that would have caused we would all laughed for 10 minutes about that. But she made it clear that the parents would like shine a flashlight in your butthole, and you could see the pinworms. You know, they'd already exited during the evening while you're sleeping, and that's how you could find out. Another way, she told us. Now you're telling me this woman's not insane. All right. She also told us that you could get black electrical tape, right? And before you go to sleep at night, like put it on your butthole. Put a length of black electrical tape on your butthole. And then in the morning, pull it off, and you might find pinworms stuck to it because they would come out and then they get stuck to it. You know what I'm saying? See, that's how another way you could find out if you have pinworms. I've never heard anybody mention pinworms in my life except for her. It was all Charis Jubilee and shine a flashlight up your butthole. You know, those are the two things I remember about her. And I really, Jeff's belt, that's really nice belt, you know. Those are the things. Those are the three things I think I can remember about her. She was insane. In fact, I think, and I don't want to disparage the good name. I've never mentioned her name, but I think she did end up doing a little bit of time in the Wacky Shack later. I'd have to find out about that. But I think I remember that. So that would not surprise me in the least. So, all right, those are the things I remember about fourth grade. How's that for heartwarming? If you have anything, leave it in the comments at the West Virginia Surf Report website. West Virginia Surf Report website. And share your fourth grade memories with us. And I will be back on Thursday-ish over on Patreon. If you want to hear that one, it's easy. Just sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. They call it a patronage. Mildly, I don't know, pretentious, I guess. I don't really like that. But if you want to do a donation to me, now that I lost my Amazon gravy train, makes me sick every time I think about it. There's shit going on. You know, that's one of the things that's really bugging me right now. I'm not going to get into the other one because it's not worth it. But they dropped me, Amazon. I mentioned it in the last Patreon episode. They dropped my ass. They said, you violated our terms of service. I said, what? How? Where? What did I do? And they're like, well, you're encouraging people to click the links. So yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, right? So anyway, I don't know. They said it might be appealable, but I don't think they're ever going to allow me back in. 15, 20 years with those guys, Amazon. Ugh. So you can't really support me that way anymore. Unless you're in Canada. Apparently my account's still open in Canada. I don't know how that works. But anyway, if you want to support me, you can do that over at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. And as my way of saying thank you, you'll get an extra episode of the Surf Report podcast every week. Not once a month or not every once in a while. Every week for $4 or more. I mean, you don't have to do $4. You can go higher if you want. It's all up to you. It's completely up to you. Patreon is a reputable website. Lots of people use it, so you don't have to be worried about that. You put it on a credit card at the first of every month. They charge the card for whatever amount you say you want to do. And that's easy. $4. You won't even notice it. And I'll give you four full-blown episodes of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast extra as my way of saying thank you. So if you want to do that today. Patreon.com/JeffK. Also, you can call in our hotline. The last episode I did, Things That Truly Scared Us. If you want to call in, tell me the stuff that truly scared you, 570-290-8151. Or if you want to do fourth grade memories, that's a good one too. I don't know. I just pulled that, I don't know where I came up with that idea. You can call 570-290-8151. Leave a message. Tell me what's on your mind. And I'll use it in a future episode, almost certainly. All right, we're at the end. Hope you enjoyed this thing. And I will see you over on Patreon, over at Patreon, on Thursday-ish. You guys have yourselves a fine, fine day. I'll see you. Bye. Cherries Jubilee.